any of that old rot. Just by, you know, running on a battery, sure enough.
All right. And the name of the community we're in?
Houston.
Okay. And the county?
Chickasaw.
And state?
Mississippi.
All right. What's your address, Rick? Let's go through that business again about where you were born. Was it a community around the country?
Vardaman is the name of the town where the hospital was that I was born in. Vardaman is about 10 miles west of here, and it's in Calhoun County. Vardaman is a town probably 600 people, 500, something like that. Basically an agricultural economy down here.
Is that V-A-R-D-E?
V-A-R-D-A-M-A-N. Mm.
Okay. Now, is that, you said that was right across the county line?
Well, it's, I guess, 4 miles, you know, across the county line. At the time, I was born in 1952, and my parents lived, in fact, in Chickasaw County then. But from where they lived, it was about as close to go to Vardaman as it was to go to Houston. And So I guess had a little bit more faith in the medical facilities down there and the, you know, particular doctor. And that's where all three of us were born, mm-hmm. My two brothers and I.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. Okay, and how old are you now?
25. We'll be 26 this year, whichever way you want to do it.
All righty. And are you a member of any church in town?
Baptist Church.
And, getting back to Vardaman, when did you move into Chickasaw County?
Well, as I said, I lived in Chickasaw County till about age 4, and then we lived in the Vardaman area, not really in Vardaman, but in Calhoun County near Vardaman, from somewhere between the time I was somewhere between 4 and 5 till I was about 7, mm-hmm. somewhere along in there.
And then after that,
back to Chickasaw, and been here all, you know, ever since.
I see. Okay. Tell me something about your occupation. Have you always done this type of work?
Well, when I was 4 days after I was 12 years old, I started working as a car hop, you know, back in the American Graffiti days, right. And this kind of thing. And worked there, graduated from car hop to cook, and I guess you would say more or less kind of like an assistant manager type thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about 16 then, starting my junior year in high school, and we had a vocational program, DECA, Distributive Education Clubs of America. I don't know, you may be familiar with that.
Yeah.
And it was new. Nobody else around here had heard of it, at least, you know, in this area, this immediate area. And you know how it was back then, the whole world was, you know, right there where you live. So we knew nothing about it, and there was 13 of us started out in that, and for the first, like, 6 or 8 weeks of the program, we didn't have any material yet from the State Department of Education, so the teacher, who was real innovative and just a superwoman, kept us busy on things like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And so we all had our, you know, our little thing, and, you know, Houston, Mississippi, a guy growing up wanted to be a radio announcer, and there was a girl in the class who wanted to be a fashion designer. So by golly, she just put us to work on finding out what it took to be one of those, you know. And basically what it amounted to, like I said, for the first 6 weeks was investigative studies, I guess you would say. And then she'd make us once or twice a week get in front of the class and give a speech on that particular thing. And I'd go to the library and dig out a book, The Elements of Radio, you know, and stand up and talk about AM means so-and-so and FM means so-and-so and impress everybody, including myself. And so she called me in one day, which wasn't unusual for me to get called over the intercom and say, something like, you know, Frank Hoffman, go to so-and-so's room. Well, anyway, I went down. I,